This podcast is for entertainment purposes only and does not replace your own financial, tax, legal, or financial product advice.
Someone in the My Millennial Money Facebook group put up a post about the Commonwealth Bank offering a green loan, which is an ultra-low secured fixed-rate loan with no establishment fee, no monthly loan service fee or early repayment fee. And it sparked my curiosity, so I thought I would have a bit of a chat about this type of stuff because it's not getting any cheaper with our electricity. And I think if we're in a position to personally, consciously live with a small footprint, I think we need to lean into this stuff. So we're going to have a chat today about the Commonwealth Bank Green Loan. And just full disclosure, they have not paid for this review or this podcast episode. And if you are from the Commonwealth Bank, I would welcome your money if you do want to sponsor an episode or three. So let's have a chat about the Commonwealth Bank Green Loan. All right. I've opened up the Facebook group. Caro Savage said, "Hey guys, wondering if anyone has considered doing a green loan. Would you consider this debt good or bad debt as it adds to the value of your home or environment and reduces the bill into the future? Or would you just refinance the home loan and get more money from equity if you do have the equity to purchase these green household items?" Well, let's just have a look at what Commonwealth Bank are offering. So, at the moment and at the time of recording, it is the 10th of May 2022, and the episode will go live on the 13th of May 2022. On the website, the Commbank Green Loan is a 0.99%, so under 1%, up to 10-year fixed rate, and the minimum you can borrow is $5,000, and the maximum that you can borrow is $20,000. Now, I'm just looking at the comparison rate. When they use interest rates, there's always a comparison rate, so it's like a benchmark. It doesn't mean that much, but their comparison rate for this is calculated on $30,000 over a five-year term. But again, you can't borrow $30,000. You can only do up to $20,000, so that's cute. So they're saying customers with an eligible Commbank home loan or investment home loan can use the Commbank Green Loan to buy and install eligible clean energy products such as solar panels, battery packs, and solar hot water systems at the property secured by their existing home loan. So first and foremost, you have to be a CBA customer. So, you know, this, I actually think it is a bit of a retention strategy, and it may actually be easier to do. So if someone did have equity in their home, it might be an easy way to refinance or do a cash out of equity to install these sustainable things to the home, because you won't have to provide any type of finances that you would to, you know, refinance the mortgage, if that makes sense. So it's going to be more like a low doc little refi limited thing tacking onto your home loan. But they do actually say, let's just have a look at some of the eligibility requirements. You must have a mortgage debt with CBA of 150 grand or more. The loan is secured against a single property and is not an apartment or commercial property. The LVR of the existing home loan can't be more than 80%. So you can't have just settled with CBA with a LMI 90% loan and turn around next week and say to the CBA, "We want a green loan." So they're really making sure there's meat in the property. And yeah, you've got to install the crap at the same address that they have listed on the home loan. So I think it is a bit of a retention strategy for CBA, and I don't mind it because, you know, at some point something's got to change. The world is burning. The world is ending. Everything's getting more expensive, like energy, fuel. Stuff's getting out of control. So I don't mind this initiative. Now, Caro says, "Would you consider this consumer debt?" Well, I don't think I would. And this is why I don't really do these podcasts and recommend debt products. And I will actually say at the end of this, I'm going to give six reasons when you might, or six ways when you might actually consider this. So just listen up for that. But I'm not going to put this in the consumer debt box, right? Because we know it's basically a refi if you're a CBA home loan. We'll let you refi up to 20 grand, pay it off in 10 years if you're going to put environmentally friendly crap on your house, right? So I'm going to say it's not consumer debt. I will say it's not bad debt because it hasn't got heaps of interest rates. Is it good debt? Probably not. It's probably in the middle. It's probably just life debt. So when I talk about good and bad debt, I call like your home loan and your HECS repayment life debt. So right in the middle there, like, so good debt, quote unquote, tax deductible, a link to an appreciating asset. Bad debt is debt that might be your credit card, your personal loan, your buy now, pay later, all the stuff that you just use and consume. But I think this debt fits into this life debt thing. And it goes back to, like, with the world burning and the world ending and all that stuff, we have a responsibility to do good when we can, right? Now, if it's a retention strategy for CBA to keep people as customers and be seen as doing good, like, who cares? They're helping people get sustainability. Like, I think it's a good thing, right? So, all that structural stuff aside, I'm just reading here, the ultra low rate loan has to be repaid over 10 years, so it's not going to be more than 10 years. The flexibility to make additional payments or pay it off sooner with no fees or penalties. So, yeah, if you borrowed $7,000 to get the panels and a solar hot water system and whatnot, and then next week you got a bonus from working, like, oh, let's just clear that. Sure, pay it off. And the eligibility products that you can use a Commonwealth Bank green loan to buy and install one or more of the eligible clean products, solar panels with a system size equal to or greater than 6 kilowatts. So, and an inverter. So basically an inverter, I don't want to get too technical, but you know, like when you charge your phone, right, you plug a little box into the wall. So if you've got an iPhone, it's that little white cube thing. You plug that into the wall. Now, in the wall and in your house, it's AC. It's called alternating current. And that is what your house is. Your house is AC. And then that little box or those little converters, they change that AC to what they call DC, which is direct current, which all your stuff around your home is DC. Like all appliances are DC. It's small circuit stuff, lower voltage, all that stuff. So, an inverter basically converts the DC to AC effectively from the solar panels and or vice versa, DC, AC, AC, DC, whatever. Like that's what it says. When you see inverter, it changes the power from AC to DC, DC to AC. So it inverts the power. Battery packs with a system size or equal than 5 kilowatts. Now, generally speaking, I live in a 3-bedroom townhouse. I would probably want a 6-kilowatt system for this townhouse. And generally speaking, the install cost for solar is $1,000 per kilowatt. So I've had quotes to get solar put on the roof here. It's about $6,000, not including a battery. You can install a solar hot water system and a minimum system size equal to or greater than 250 liters, a heat pump for the salt water system, or an electrical vehicle charging station. So, yeah, the long and the short of it is solar stuff for your house, all right, that you can use this for. What I wanted to then do, and this stuff, it's really hard to crunch. So, number one, I'm personally more of a fan of getting my own finance for stuff than rocking up and saying, can I please have that? Rather than going to a company and saying, can you just do everything? Can you provide the solar? Can you provide this? Can you provide the loan? Can you do all that? Likewise, when I used to get car loans for the business and like chattel mortgages and you know, novated leases for the business cars, I used to provide the finance myself, then rock up to the dealership and be like, hey, how much for this? Let me negotiate a deal. I'll buy that. Then I'll insert my own finance into the deal when it's done. And the reason why I believe personally, there's less things that can be hidden and buried when you're doing a deal. So I like this in the sense that you can get a quote with a variety of different solar providers, and then you can say, I'll just be paying myself. It's none of their business that you're using the green loan and all that stuff. Because it's important that you don't get taken advantage of when people think you're borrowing money for stuff. And this is why generally we keep away from loans, because there's just more chance of you getting screwed and people burying fees and stuff in these packages. So I'm a fan of getting some quotes. So having said all that, go get some quotes. Now, I'm looking at a website, and you can just Google solar energy calculator, right? So I asked a few friends anecdotally what their quarterly power bill was, electricity. Some were like $450, some were $600, some were $1,000, right? Now, the reason, what I want you to do is, if you are getting quotes to get solar put on your home, I want you to get maybe three quotes from three different people, right? Because that way you're getting a bit of a look. Because, and honestly, guys, this stuff for me, it's overwhelming for me. And, you know, I did a telecommunications apprenticeship. I studied telecommunications and, which is kind of the cousin to electrical, right? It's bloody confusing. It's really confusing. So I'll get three quotes and get each company to do an analysis on your property, show them your existing bills, let them see the home, let them see, because the best thing for the solar panels is to face north on the roof, so it's got the most sun all day, right? Anyway, so it's just a lot of stuff, because they need to kind of factor in where the roof's facing, what's the pitch on the roof of the angle, is there shade over the roof? Now, I've basically crunched a couple of numbers here. If I did $10,000 over 5 years, it would be $40 a week, right? Now, that would be $520 a quarter. And I've just used this calculator stuff. So if I had a $1,000 bill, then we installed solar on my kind of, fictitious scenario that I used, the new bill would be $687 per quarter, okay? So we've saved $300 a quarter. So then if we just go 687 plus the 520, it could be around $1,207 for that quarter, right? Now, and this is where it's really hard for me to give, worked examples because of the variables. Like, I don't know how much electricity you're using during the day. I don't know what direction your house is facing. So that's why I don't want to get into the weeds of the break evens for your own situation. I want to talk about, borrowing for this stuff, and particularly this CBA loan. So it could mean that your quarterly bill for 5 years, if you did borrow the $10,000, could be an extra $200 a quarter. But you might say, oh, hang on, Glenn, why did you do 5 years when they say it's a 10-year loan? Well, I'm not really going to be a fan of kicking this down the road for 10 years. I want you to get it paid off as soon as possible. We know that if you did a 10-year repayment period, it would probably mean that your quarterly bill is cheaper, right? And this is why you need to, and CBA, just do CBA personal loan calculator. Use their website. I've got one up here. Do I? No, it's gone. CBA have a personal loan calculator. Put the $10,000 in over X amount of years and just do 1%, which is the minimum. You can loosely see how much it will cost. And again, this is only for CBA customers. But yeah, so there is a chance you'll be able to get the quarterly power bill and the loan bill less than what you're paying now. But I don't want extra debt hanging around your life for a long. I just want it cleaned up, right? And this is like, you're not dumb. You know how to bloody live your life. I just want to give you a bit of an opinion that if you did do this green loan, I don't think it's the end of the world. But I will say, and I might lead into now like the six reasons when you might actually do this, right? And the only kind of, I just wrote down in my personal life, these are the six reasons where I would just really consider doing this, right? So the first one is you'll genuinely live in the property for at least 5 years because there's no point doing this if you're there for 5 minutes and you're moving down the road or you're planning to move. So you want to make sure that it is your home, right? Number two, I don't want you to have any other consumer debt. I want you to just be debt-free, get rid of the credit cards, you know, because a lot of the time we just run to debt. And this isn't we're running to debt to make our problems go away. This is an option to fund something to make our home more sustainable for the long term and lower our costs, right? Number three, you've obviously got good systems in place. You've got your cash flow. You've got your spending plan all sorted. Things are running normally, right? Your life isn't a financial mess. And this is like these personal finance things, I'll always say anytime we're talking about this stuff, you've got no consumer debt and your cash flow system is in place and things are happening. You need to make sure as well as part 3.2 or 3B is that you've got additional funds because it might be an extra per quarter if you really want to smash this loan out over the 4 to 5 years. I want you to also, as we move on to point four, factor in additional rate rises in your mortgage because we know interest rates are only increasing, right? So you need to make sure you can afford this crap. Number five, I want you to actually genuinely care about your footprint and about what you're consuming as a human on this planet. I want you to genuinely care about doing everything that you can to live more sustainably and to not make this a 100% financial decision. And that's big, right? And this is counterintuitive to personal finances. So like if my current bill was $1,000 a quarter and then I got this loan and made my house more sustainable for the next 5 years and I'm just doing like what if there was an extra $800 a year paying off that loan, right? That doesn't make financial sense, but it makes sense that I genuinely care about my footprint and I want to, and I've got the money, I've got the spare money, and I want to do this. I've factored in other things, right? Or number six, you've crunched the numbers, you've got them out, you've got north facing, you draw heaps of power, all these planets align, and even over a five-year loan term, there's a clear net saving each quarter. So there might not be an additional payment. I did a handful of little scenarios and things, and most of them over a shorter loan term did say there would be a small increase over that 5 years, but that's not always going to be the case, right? And that's why you need to get three companies out, show them your power bill, show them your location of your home, show them that, you know, 2 hours of an afternoon, the north corner of the house or whatever, it's got a tree covering it, get them to crunch it. And then if you had three companies say, yeah, we believe you can save, the first company was like, we believe you can save $150 a quarter. The next company said, we believe you can save $180 a quarter. And the next company said, well, we believe you can only save $80 a quarter. Divide by three. Okay, average $136. Be conservative. Say, okay, based on this, if we installed a system, it's roughly $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000 or whatever, the average savings that we can get, we think, is, we'll be conservative, not $136 a quarter. Let's do some numbers on $100 a quarter. So be conservative. Now, there is a seventh option, and that's if you've got the money and you want to do it, just pay for it. Just do it. You know, a lot of you who listen to this podcast have lots of money. A lot of you are just starting out, and that's fine, and you've got starting families, and you've just got into your mortgage and all that stuff. That's totally fine. I get it. I'm not talking to you right now. But if you're sitting there and you've got $30,000 in your savings account and you really want to do something about your footprint, point five, and you genuinely care about the environment, friggin' pay $8,000 and get on with your life. You can do that. You're allowed. This is not a financial decision. This is a decision about, well, I'm living here the next 10 years. I'm living here the next 7 years at least. I care about my footprint. I want to be more sustainable. I've got the money. I'm doing this, non-apologizing, non-apologetic, all that stuff. Just pay for it. And finally, when we see these low rate loans, right? And this goes for like all of you, it's like, oh, the car dealership, they're giving me 0% finance. you know, I'll go and buy a bloody new car tomorrow. Interest isn't your problem. The problem is the capital that you're paying each month, right? We've got to really understand that. Don't be swayed by the low interest rates. 1% interest. So, you know, 0.99% interest. If I borrow $10,000, that's $99 per year. That's not your problem. The problem is the capital. The problem is the repayments that it will have to come out of your budget. So don't just see in your life and see flashy objects and go, low interest. Interest is not your problem. Your problem is that these payments are leaving your budget. In addition, each week, you've got more payments hanging off your budget. And that's why if you've got the cash, you want to care about your footprint, just pay for this stuff. Just do it. And finally, if you're not in a position to actually do this stuff and you do own your home and you might not be with CBA, can you try and investigate other ways to make your house more efficient? I'm talking about, you know, if you don't have insulation, get some insulation. If you don't have, you know, energy efficient downlights, get them installed. Pay an electrician to come around and install downlights. And if you got downlights, here's the tester, right? If they're the kind of warm color and you touch it or it's really hot, they're not energy efficient. My downlights in my house, they're LEDs. I can touch them after they've been on for a week and they're not hot because they just don't draw power. So there you have it. Just some food for thought. I don't think it's the end of the world if you do this. It is going to be limited for people because you're going to need to have a CBA loan. But look, just have the mindset of I want to be more efficient. I want a smaller footprint. I want to, yeah, invest in stuff that matters and just really understand that interest isn't your problem, okay? And try, if you do this, try and do it over 5 years and get it out of your life. You might make the calls to do it over 10. Like, I actually don't care what you do. I just want you to be informed at each of the different things that I've talked about, right? So that's just how I do things. Like, I know it's tough out there. And if you do have a home loan, you do have a family and all that stuff, just make the judgment call. If you can do it over 10 years or 7 years and you can save $400 a quarter or something crazy, well, if it all helps, like, do it, but just don't go in blind, right? I'm Glenn James. You're listening to My Millennial Investor. Thanks so much, guys. I will see you soon. And like always, my comments are worth what you paid for them.
We acknowledge the Darkin Young people, traditional custodians of the land on which our studio sits, and pay respect to their elders, past and present. We extend that respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may listen to our podcast. This podcast is for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general financial advice only, which does not take into account your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Because of that, you should consider if the advice is appropriate to you and your needs before acting on the information. If you do choose to buy a financial product, read the product disclosure statement and obtain appropriate financial advice tailored to your needs. Symo Interactive Proprietary Limited, the publisher of the podcast, is an authorised representative of Money Sherpa Proprietary Limited, which holds financial services license 451289.